We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Hello out there and welcome to the Danny.
And Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And I'm not sure if people know this, but we're a very talented couple.
Very.
We have many, many things that we're capable of doing, which makes it so fun to try to fill out our our business descriptions, because there's a lot of things we're good at. But for this episode, I wanted to maybe take it in a more lighthearted direction and talk about some of the things that people may not know were talents that we have. So, Danny, should you start or should I? Like, what are some... maybe not hidden, but lesser known talents for us. I can go first if you need a second.
I think, it's a couple of things. Since a kid, and you already know this, Ree. So since I was a kid, I always would grab a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Either break it or have like different pieces everywhere and then put it back together. I always used to do that a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
It helped me to figure things out, how to solve things. You know, like I remember one day I was walking. I was still young at the time, little kid. So I was walking in New York City in our building that we stayed in New York City. And by the garbage, I noticed there was like this robot that I was like, man, that's a cool robot. Wait, I could put a cassette in there? Oh, it comes with a cassette. I had no idea what it was. So mm-hmm. I just grabbed it. I connected it. I put like some batteries. I pressed play and it wasn't working. And I don't know how I figured it out. It was working. So once I turned it on, it was a robot where the cassette will ask you questions of like different, like multiple choice. Like, what would you do? It was like technology was so advanced at that time, but it was all cassette. I will press a button of my choices and then you would hear the results of like, based on the question that the robot will ask me. So I remember I was so happy that I got to fix that. I took it to school and I got all my friends from the school, from our classroom, for them to answer the question. So I brought it in for some presentation. I forgot what it was. My teacher wanted us to bring something that everybody could work together as a team. And that was the stuff that I brought.
That's a fun teacher assignment.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really cool, bringing that. And I got everybody involved, everybody raising their hand. But A, B, B. And I'll press. Okay. It was really cool. So, but it was crazy how that... like the whole thing, how it worked, you know, just pressing those buttons and the cassette would like turn based mm-hmm. on that. So that's one. Two, building my own business as a kid. That's also my hidden talent. I'm really good at just doing business. And number three, a lot of people don't know about this, but I used to have a video camera back then. So I will go to a lot of places with it, you know, school or I'll do like a lot of music videos. And I also did movies in Dominican Republic, living over there. So I get all my friends and we'll do like, there was one movie that we did. It was terrible, by the way. It was called the in Spanish, Los Primos en Acción. So it's like the cousins.
The action
cousins, something like that. Yeah. So like, I remember one of the final scenes one of the final scenes, we had to get like fake blood at the supermarket. So we used like a vegetable for that, right? So
wait, what? Used what?
I can't remember what it was that we actually got it from the supermarket, but it was like a fake blood. So we went to the church.
Wait, did you sell fake blood packets at the
No, supermarket? It was a vegetable. It was a vegetable, but we turned that into blood.
A vegetable?
Yeah. It was red. I don't get it. It was red. Anyways. Like
a tomato?
It wasn't tomato. I can't remember what it was. It was in DR that we did, so I can't remember exactly what it was. But anyways, we went to the church because the final scene, the main character had to get killed. And we were like, yo, let's film inside. Nobody's there. There's no priest. There's no nuns. Why is someone
getting killed at a church? I need more context, please. What was the plot?
The plot? There was no plot. I can't remember the plot, but there was like a villain that we had, like a bad guy that we were going after. And we got together the cousins. And the final scene was we had to get him killed. And it was inside of a church. This church was open, so like anybody could go in there. But there was nobody there. No priest, no nun, nobody. Mm-hmm. So, and meanwhile, I'm walking around with this big video camera that everybody is like, oh my God, they're filming a movie. Wow. Because people were so amazed that, you know.
That was like a real movie.
It wasn't a real movie. It was for us. But we were telling everybody, oh yeah, we're going to release this in theaters. Yeah, it was
Oh my God.
So yeah, like the whole town was there following us and everything. All the kids, right? So we're there at the church. Wow. And everybody at the door looking, like watching, right? And we use these like fake guns that will do like this pop and the smoke will come out. It was just, you know, fake. So we did it and we killed him in the middle of the church and he had blood all over. I don't remember if we cleaned it or not. I can't remember because it was a long time ago.
Jeez.
I don't remember because, you know, it was a lot of people going on there. But yeah, we filmed it and it was a really corny movie. It wasn't that great.
Please tell me you still have this somewhere.
Nah, actually, my cousin found it years ago, but then she moved and it got lost. I was like, oh no. But yeah. But it's
primos in acción.
Yeah. So that was one thing. Another thing too, you know, during when I was living in Miami, we'll do movies there too. So we needed an intro. We did a Jason Takes Over Miami.
Oh my God.
Right. So I was like, man, I need a, again, with my talent, my hidden talent, I was like, we got to do something where we can make it professional graphics, you know, because I will write it on a piece of paper. I will use like a white paper, black marker. And there was a special feature where I could take a picture and it would turn into a graphic. And I would use that at first for our movies, right? Or for our music videos. But Paint.
You skipped right over that you made music videos.
Oh, yeah. We do music videos and movies. It was everything. Everything with the same camera. But I would use that graphic.
So you're a director.
Yes, a director or whatever you want to call it, editor too. So I was like, I have an idea. Maybe we can make this look even better graphics. So what I did, I grabbed Mario Paint for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And I did a graphic where it said Jason takes over Miami, but there was no sound. So now I turn on the Super Nintendo, show that graphic. Mm-hmm. I'm recording on a VCR, but I also had a mic connected to the VCR, and we were going like this.
Oh my God. Sound editing in there too.
Yeah. So, amazing. So Jason killed me I was like swimming in a lake. Oh. The lake was so dirty, I got sick for like months.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I got sick because I went to the lake because I. Yeah, it was bad. It was like similar to what happened in the Olympics.
Yeah, everybody getting E. coli from being in the sun. Something like
that. Yeah. Ooh. So those are my stories. I have a lot more, but those I'm trying to keep it short. But there you go.
That's hilarious. I didn't realize you were making music videos.
Oh, I have tons. I have tons of those.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll do a lot of hip hop videos. Digable Planet, Wu-Tang, Tribe Called Quest. It's a lot.
These are fan edit videos.
Yeah.
Not the official.
No. Videos. We make our own, like, I'm like the rapper, right.
Yeah.
But these are real video cameras, not like how it is now. Everybody uses like software. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No, you back in the day when you had camcorders. That's fun. I didn't realize you did so much video production. I know you made the film, the Gamertag Radio movie, but I didn't realize you'd done so many other things too.
I could show you in a few. Once you're done with your, before we end, I could show like a little clip because I know where it's at. I posted it online.
Please put that at the end of the show.
Yeah, but yeah, for
special,
sure.
Special bonus for the YouTube watchers. If you're listening the podcast, go find us on YouTube. This is so fun. For me, my hidden talents maybe aren't quite so hidden. I know a lot of people know that I dance. So to give the full history, I have always been a mover. I basically danced when I walked, like before I walked even. Like, I remember my aunt Vanessa, she used to tell me a story, like, one of the first times she saw me, like, my mom was, like, not first time she saw me, but a time when I was meeting up with her, my mom, like, you know, pushed me up in a stroller, and my aunt Vanessa waved hi, and I was just doing, like, this little wiggle in my little stroller. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a musical person. I've always been inspired to move whenever I hear something. And that manifested very quickly into going to dance class as a little girl. So like most, I went into, you know, the little ballet where I had, you know, no coordination. I didn't know anything, but the basic training started sticking. I tried tap for a very brief amount of time. I did the little daddy and me dance, which is actually the same song that I danced to with my dad at our wedding.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, it's cute. That was a very cute moment.
I was like 3 or 4. Yeah. And I went into jazz, and that's pretty much where I stayed for a while. So jazz was my jam. I danced all the way into like grade school and high school. I was on competitive teams. So if you see, or if you've heard of the show Dance Moms with Abby, like that's kind of the stuff, the competitions that I was there. Like we were at the Rising Star competitions and all those things. I placed many times on many different teams. We won first place a number of times. I think my highest individual soloist national award was 9th, I want to say.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So it was pretty good. That's pretty good. Like I said, jazz was my jam. I did some contemporary, some modern, but very quickly left ballet and tap behind. And then in college, I actually have a minor in dance. So I learned African dance styles. I did even more contemporary stuff. Started Martha Graham, studied Dave Fosse or Bob Fosse, and also joined a dance team and then became co-president, like co-choreographer, chair, and then president of Black Dance Workshop. So that was at University of Pittsburgh, and we did a number of performances, some really great stuff. There's still some stuff online if you want to go look it up.
On
some
YouTube?
Of my choreography.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, some of my choreography, some of my stuff with Black Dance Workshop. Mm-hmm. And then post-college, I actually founded a dance company with 3 of my friends, Greg, Allison, and Brittany. And together we were GRAB, or G-R-A-B for Gregory and Alice and Brittany. And we did an entire like season and a performance. So in order to do that, this was my first time doing like a really major event production. Mm-hmm. You know, before obviously I went out into the marketing world as a career. But we, you know, did rehearsals, we did choreography, we hired some choreographers, we auditioned dancers, we had to rent out the practice space. We rented out the performance space. We had to sell tickets, figured out how to do taxes on it. Like the works, we did marketing, branding. Like it was my first time really like doing event production and event management, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we did a stage show and that was really fun. I have a DVD from it.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I still have the DVD from that performance. And this was after I had my knee injury and had done rehab and come back. So I wasn't as capable as I had been before, but it was kind of like my last big hurrah as a jazz dancer and my last time choreographing something that big. But then when I left Pittsburgh post-college, left GRAB, went to Seattle to, as you've heard, work for Microsoft and Xbox, I got into Latin dance. And so this is another another part of my dance history. I, funny enough, looked on Groupon and I was like, okay, I got this knee injury. I just moved. I'm exhausted, but I don't know anybody. And I want to try to like get more exercise and, you know, meet people and get back into dancing. So I did a Groupon for salsa lessons and I went to Sueños de Salsa in Seattle and started dancing with Michael there. Very quickly met Lily, Lily Christensen. I danced with them for a while. I went to Lily's studio once she founded something, and then did competitions with her. We ended up going to Miami and dancing in the World Latin Dance Cup and for bachata team. I can't remember where he second, where he first or second 1 year, and then flipped the other year. So again, pretty good. That's pretty good at the bachata team.
Props.
Yeah, thanks. I love social dancing now. I haven't done it in a very long time. We dance, obviously. People have seen videos here and there. And I do my little things on TikTok and on Instagram. But I don't post a lot of my dance stuff anymore because, you know, life has slowed me down a little bit. And then the other talent that I have that I definitely didn't develop as much as dancing is I sing.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. And by the way, it's almost one.
I know. I got a couple minutes left on this podcast. But I sing. Actually, when I was born, my mom and dad had my birth chart read. And one of the things that the person said they predicted was that I would have a lovely singing voice, good enough to be professional. And I don't know about that second part. But yeah, I sing a lot. I took choir in school, did a cappella, did music theory. And I've done a lot of plays and stuff in school, so I've sang here and there. I haven't done any professional recordings. I did make a demo. I have a demo tape.
I heard it too.
You heard
it. I heard it.
Demo tape.
It was your mom that sent it to us.
My mom sent it. Yeah. Just a couple tracks.
I was like, wait, what is that?
And written by me too. Written and performed by me.
So I was like, what is that?
Songwriting. Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, that's me. I was like, that's you.
Yeah. That's me. So yeah, I got my little singer-songwriter vibe going, but I would love more opportunities to sing more. I hope, I don't know, like I've always thought of like maybe getting into some voice work. If people have any voice acting projects out there and you're looking for someone non-union, hey, hit me up.
Hey.
But yeah, I want to sing more. I want to get into that again.
Should do it. By the way.
I sing to Violet a lot. But
I'm going to.
She's a small audience.
I'm going to do this very quick because I know we have to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is.
Oh my God.
One of my videos.
Music video?
Yeah, yeah. It's clips of different videos that we've done of back in the days. But yeah, I will like take my video camera to school and do all kinds of like videos.
Wait, where are you?
That's my cousins right here. Some you'll see me, some is not, you know, but this is like at a hip hop show and stuff. But yeah, like it's, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
95,
cool.
Man.
95.
What a time.
1995.
One of these episodes, we should talk about our favorite memories of different decades.
Oh, like, that's me. That's me with the hat.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh my God. Like, you bean bowl, skinny mini.
Oh my God. And we're doing, oh, that's my cousin's here. There you go. Yeah. But anyways, we gotta wrap it up.
That was a good one. But yeah,
it's good.
Some hidden talents, things you might maybe didn't know that we were in another timeline. We might have been professional film producers or dancers or singers. You never know.
Definitely. Well, everyone, thank you for watching. We should do an episode three about growing up in the 80s and growing up in the 90s.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Maybe 2000s too. We could do something there too. But because I have stories. Actually, I could bring up some stuff from the 2000s. Going to TRL. I have found a couple videos online.
Got lots more stories.
We could talk about that. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tune in and also check out our rest of the episodes that we have for the podcast of the Danny Ariano Show. Until next time, we're out. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.